Hello, it is Elle for the new episode of Super Awkward Funcast. I'll introduce my guests. This is the super awkward Steven Robles.
Hi, everybody.
The loud.
That's my awkward voice.
My hearing is really bad today.
Okay, Elle, I'll speak in my stage voice.
Stage it. Edwin Santos is back. Ebonite Santos, Woo! Everybody. And we have the wonderful Ryan Lichtenstein. I hope I'm saying that right. It
you
is Jewish, correct?
It's Lichtenstein.
Oh, it's the Stein.
I
like
was
Frankenstein.
Actually raised Catholic, but they're really just the Miller Lite of Jew.
I admire your artwork.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about Harvey Weinstein, so that may have like factored
well,
into my pronunciation.
I get Stein all the time. Don't worry about it. At least
I don't even like Stein. I like Stein. Stein sounds better. Einstein, not Einstein. That sounds ridiculous.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more German.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very German.
Indeed. So, art projects. What's going on with you, Steven?
Nothing much. Last night I shot a show at UCB, Walsh Brothers. I'm a photographer, so I go out and shoot different shows and events. And
Walsh Brothers are awesome. Comedians.
Yeah, yeah. Walsh Brothers are
performance artists.
Yeah. Just spent a day with them last week on a shoot. They're shooting their new Comedy Central like web series.
So, ooh.
Yeah, it was like a big deal, like knowing them and realizing that they... you know, they work really hard, and you know, you think about when you work with other comedians, you don't think about money, you don't think about things like that. You kind of do things like this, you know, you're living.
I think about money a lot.
Why don't you do that?
But I might just be an asshole.
Maybe.
Well, you know, but I mean, if you if Adrian was like, hey, come work on this thing with me, you don't expect it to be, you know what I mean? Like, so the boss was like, hey, come work on this thing with us. You know, there's like three cameras, there's like a whole crew, like a craft service table. It's like what the...
Was it actually a craft service table, or did they just go and get like,
well,
a
actually, it was actually it was a craft service van, because the shoot was moving throughout
downtown.
Holy
shit, they had a van?
Well, it had all kinds of stuff
in it. A van of food?
All kinds of stuff inside. But, you know, equipment and things. But it followed us around the shoot as we went around downtown LA. They had like a van and it had water and food and things inside of it.
Were you the same production that was shooting also in Bakersfield, like in the Valley or Bakersfield? Or Ranch maybe?
No, I just was on the one day.
Okay.
Friday.
That's a lot of information from Steven Robles. On to Edwin A. Santos. What are you up to? I hear Blue Dream is coming back.
Yeah, I have a new film called Blue Dream about a newspaper writer who... experiences sex, drugs, and rock... No, not rock and roll. Sex, drugs, and corporate takeovers while solving a series of murders. It's coming out on DVD and video on demand and digital platform, which I still have no idea what digital... I don't think that's streaming, is it? It's video... forget it.
There's
confusing.
VOD.
Yeah, there's like streaming.
Video
yeah,
on
yeah,
demand.
Yeah, yeah,
what's
iTunes.
The difference between digital and VOD? That's what's confusing.
Video on demand?
Yeah, VOD.
Well, digital is like iTunes.
Digital,
or, you buy it and download
it. And then
VOD
you just stream
like
VOD. Yeah.
Okay.
There
you
go.
Back, you're already doing those huge projects. Never mind. So if you work with Edwin, it's going to be professional.
There you go, audience. That's how the digital revolution is going. Here's Ryan Lichtenstein.
I am writing a podcast, like a radio drama podcast.
Perfect.
The Shadow, called The Masked Avenging Philanthropist.
Yeah, like back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want to do like...
I should do that. We should do like a little play later.
30s-y.
I almost did a... We did a radio
Shadow
play,
play
of The Christmas Carol once with a bunch of people. The bear?
That's my Barry Brown. My bear, Barry Brown.
She's now showing us a bear, a stuffed bear with...
He's looking at us.
Apparently Olympic gear on, a beanie, a sweater.
He's very patriotic.
It's a 2010 bear, so it probably was a silver medalist at the Vancouver Games.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's the year she made contact with that bear.
Exactly.
Is it been the show's new mascot?
Well, we do need one.
The super awkward bear.
Or the angel next to the bear. Which, plug for me, I am working on a new project. Just finished a script for a short film that Steven helped me...
Went over the script.
...a little bit with his analysis skills of scripts.
That was super awkward. analysis.
Your analysis of Los Angeles. And I want it pronounced that way, because I hate when people pronounce L.A. like... Los Angeles. Like, it's not Los, it's Los. It's masculine, not feminine. And it annoys me even though I'm not Spanish. I really respect their culture. I'm not pandering to you in any way, shape, or form.
My spirit and my grandmother appreciates that.
I was going to say, you're trying to, like, want the ethnic, ghetto, kind of urban pronunciation of...
I even say Los Angeles. I'm just saying, I'm really in tune... with the Hispanic community in terms of pronunciation.
I try to just be like the most English sounding pronunciation as possible.
I bet you say Los Feliz.
Oh, I say it all the time, Los Feliz.
Or no, Los Feliz
or
something.
Feliz.
Oh, yeah.
Los Feliz. I can't even remember it because
when Hispanic people see me, I just want them to know, like, oh, that fucker's a gringo.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Like, I say Tapatio sauce, and I know it's like Tapatio.
Tapatio!
Yeah, but it's like, you know, or
El Segundo.
Yeah, you know.
El Segundo.
It's what I don't want to be. I feel like I'm almost being disrespectful.
The second.
To the culture if I'm like trying to pronounce everything properly, because you're like, really? Really, dude? Okay.
It can go
Spanish
both.
Spanish 102, didn't you?
It can go both ways, right?
Well, even the bus pronounces things properly. We've been on the bus, like,
I love it.
You know, it's like, first and Los Feliz. And it's like, oh, okay. Or
so
Cesar Chavez. So, you know, it's like,
know.
The bus pronounces it correctly. I can't, I don't
know. We ride the bus a lot.
Whenever I say Spanish, I always say it sort of my grandmother's voice or in like a ridiculously telenovela voice. I don't respect my own culture.
Let's hear it.
So, like, if I'm going to say, like, you know, Los Angeles as in Spanish, I'd be like, Los Angeles. Like, I can't just say it. Normally, you know.
Or, I love it.
Los Feliz. You know. Los Feliz.
Like El Gordo y la Flaca.
El Gordo y Flaca.
See, I'm telling you, I think tourists should, like, ride the public transportation buses rather than the, you know, the tourist buses.
They would
buses
learn
and,
so much.
Yeah, exactly.
And there would probably be the same amount of stabbings. So.
Even more so.
It's just the local stabbing the tourists. It's that's a weird trend.
I love we had a couple stabbings and all of a sudden, like, the police were just a presence on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Nowhere else in that neighborhood, just the Hollywood Strip. You just see
they're
them.
Right there. Now they're there till 2 a.m. There's two cops just standing in front of the subway station on Hollywood Island.
Did patrol.
Just standing there.
Just trying to keep the club rats out of
there. And they don't even know
where the
restrooms are.
And they have, like, their M16s.
I thought you were
going to
say AK-47s.
I'm
like, that's AK-47 really far.
No, I don't think they have AK-47s. They have American.
Not yet.
But, like, you sure get, like, the full armored dog and the dude in the SWAT gear with, like a shotgun that looks like it could blow a hole in a taxi.
Yeah.
And you're just like, that
tactical auto shotgun.
Overkill.
And the gun they have is an AR-15.
Oh, yeah.
Not an automatic.
See, that's that's normal in the Philippines, because when I was there for a vacation, there you see armed guards. I went to a McDonald's in the Philippines, and I saw an armed guard, like, dressed to the T, like that, more so, like, military. And I was like, wow, I'm either afraid or secure. I'm
really
not sure.
Safe right
but,
now.
But he was a police officer. A police officer.
They just want to make sure you actually
eat
the food while you're there.
More or less, if you want to call it. That's what he says.
Oh, that's
what talk about McDonald's in the Philippines. Do they have any kind
they
of
have McDonald's
menu
everywhere.
Items there?
Okay.
I mean, because, like, I know in New Mexico, when you go to New Mexico, not it's the Philippines, but they have green chili and everything in McDonald's. Like, you can ask for green chili in any hamburger, anything. So in the Philippines, they have, like, lumpia and, like...
They have I heard they have McAdobo.
McAdobo.
Burger or dish. I have no idea.
What is that?
There's a meal called chicken adobo. It's a delicacy in the Philippines.
Never mind, I don't want to know.
No, I mean, it's nothing bad. It's like, it's
you can
not
adobo
fried.
Anything,
it's
like not just chicken. But.
Chicken and soy sauce, cooked soy sauce on top of it. It's it's yummy. But they have McAdobo, and I have no idea what that means. So, yeah. But I mean, like
they can make anything.
When I was there in 1980, I stayed for a year. My parents wanted us to stay for a year. It's like, if we like it, we'll stay forever.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, make this short, they opened up the McDonald's first time in 1980. So I went there because I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I hadn't had it for a year in Chicago. So it's a really exaggerated story. I ate it, and then I threw up, and then I threw up again the next day. And someone told me that the economy couldn't afford beef meat. So they actually dug underground for worm meat.
Oh!
They made platters for
what's
burgers
the
and stuff like that, and that's
it.
Well, I mean, I ate my speech when I said that joke in college.
But I mean, as long as it's like cooked through, you're probably good.
Yeah.
It's kind of soft. I'm not quite sure.
I remember they were using kangaroo meat in the U.S. for a while.
No.
Before they...
I don't
want to
hear
awesome.
About that. That's depressing.
Yeah. And horse meat. But that's in Europe, they use a lot of horse meat.
Well, horse meat... It's like cow meat, only it's horses. So
it's just horses.
Stringier.
Animal,
yeah.
animal
Equine.
To me. Like, I don't
Equine.
See any difference about eating one animal or eating another animal. It's all...
Hey, dogs
They're
are
all
cute.
Animals.
I don't really care about cats, but dogs are cute. Damn.
I'm house-sitting dogs right now. I can tell you right now. I kind of always want a dog, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, I want a puppy. I house-sit for my friend, like, once in a while. I don't want... I, after leaving her house, I don't want a dog anymore. Yeah. I don't want to deal with them. I don't want to walk them around, and they bark, and you know.
It's like seeing children. You're like, oh, this thing's kind of cute. Yeah. What if I had? No, I don't
want it. No,
it smells bad.
Get it away.
Gotta get my spray bottle so I can just sort of shame it into behaving. I treat children and cats the same way.
Well, that's fair. So I see. I like your shirt.
Oh yeah,
Steven.
Sunday, it's Breaking Bad shirt day.
Yes,
so this is what this
it is Sunday, guys. When we are recording this, it is Sunday, and we have not yet seen the new episode of Breaking Bad, but we can discuss the last one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
spoiler alert, everybody.
Well, I just want to give like a play-by-play of the shirt. It's
yes,
Jesse and Heisenberg drawn in the style of the Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it says go team super science.
Yes.
And it's all powder blue.
It's badass.
Like the meth.
Yes. Exactly.
Badass.
Very
crystal
good.
Blue persuasion right there.
Song's been in my head all day. Every Sunday it's song in my head. You guys watch that show? Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I'm a little beat.
Oh man.
Okay,
okay,
we won't
talk about it then. Do you want to be caught up then?
Nothing really happened in the third episode. It was kinda boring.
I'm sure
how far behind are you? Have you seen the new ones yet?
I only went this maybe about a few more episodes after the pilot, but I'm still in season one.
Oh,
I'm glad
wow.
that you're still going. I knew if I introduced it to you, you would just fall in love, like everyone.
Just try get through the first season. If you don't like it the first season, just stop because it doesn't.
Well,
it'll only get better, but you won't. If you're not into it, then you won't. I don't know. I don't think you can follow it. Like I don't know. I just won't be into
yeah.
it. But like I got into it like the fifth episode. I was kind of like, okay, I think I'm on board with this.
Well, right now, without giving anything away, we are trying to decide what's going to happen at the end of the series with Heisenberg and with Jesse.
He's
going to
die.
If anyone is going to die in general.
I think Heisenberg's going to die.
Jesse hasn't died by this point, by the way.
Jesse's
spoiler alert.
The Bryan Cranston.
No, the other guy.
No.
The young guy,
Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Okay.
The shaved head.
Yeah.
He was supposed to die at the end of season one, but he was such a great actor, they kept him on.
You know what? I mean, not seeing the entire series at all, I'm thinking, like, if anybody's going to die, I think it should be the Bryan Cranston character.
Well, I think he's going to die. Well, because so far...
He's supposed to be dying.
I've been watching this show, and so far, anything I want to happen has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm looking at we were watching the first episode.
You wanted Tortuga?
Well, I mean, Tortuga was just like a throwaway thing, but I watched, when I was watching the first episode of this season five, the second half, there was something in there, and I was like, man, this would be great if this happened like right now. And then it's exactly what happened. I'm like, okay, this show's on point. Like, I love that. Like,
what about the reveal at the end of the 5A season, you know, where that happened?
Oh, where
did you
guys
predict
the toilet?
That? Yeah, the toilet. The big
no,
toilet.
No, I mean, I kind of figured there's this like idyllic scene beforehand where everybody's kind of happy and like doing their thing. And you kind of figure something bad's going to happen. Because at that point, he's like, okay,
it.
Well, it's almost like the light's here, right? The light's in the tunnel is here. And then right at the end, you get the last 30 seconds. You're like, aww.
And then
you gotta wait a whole year to see what happens.
And then in the next episode, just all shit breaks
yeah,
loose.
Yeah, picks
and
up
like,
right where
wow.
it left off. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I really love Breaking Bad. I read a critique in the AV Club that was saying it wasn't as populated as other really great dramas like The Wire and The Sopranos.
Silly.
And
AV
I
Club
think,
silly.
Well, it was like they were just, it was their troll article. It was
well,
very,
that's pretty much 90% of AV Club is troll.
Yeah.
Can we say bullshit?
But it brought up.
This is explicit.
I thought
okay.
it was an interesting point, and I guess my defense of that argument being that Breaking Bad is more than a television show. You're basically watching like a 72-hour morality
Absolutely.
Play.
That's true.
And that's why you can populate it with so few people outside of like the eight main people that they have, and why it's so gripping and so compelling is that you're just watching fucking Shakespeare happen.
Yes, exactly.
It's a drawing room. It's a drawing room play.
Yeah.
For the modern era. I mean,
yeah.
It's one like you say, it's one long story. And I've never been obsessed with this kind of show since Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is like my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
Although I think this beats it now. Because
it
it's like
does.
There's not one episode that's a clunker. There's not one.
Oh,
I watched
so
the whole season
of Buffy.
The whole series, right?
So
well, then,
many.
But then there's a lot more episodes of that, too. But
what was with Ted? I'm just saying.
Anyway. Much on it. But, you know, I've watched the whole series of Breaking Bad from one to the end. Like four or five times, and it's like there's one episode I don't like, just one.
Is it Fly?
Yeah.
Because I knew it. Everybody thinks.
Well, it's not stupid. It's just.
I really
it's
like
the fly. It was the
I thought it was a really good
watch.
Episode.
Watch it like twice.
Like super,
watch
I
it again. And you'll be like, oh, I can't.
This is that's because I checked all the entire. I mean, I checked all the episodes before I went to watch, and then the one that stood out was the fly episode. Now I'm for one that loves standalone episodes. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling this one, the fly, is a standalone.
Oh no, it's
a bottle.
It's definitely an Emmy nomination.
I want to see that.
There are good effects too.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It just didn't in the context of where it is. It just doesn't fit. It's just like this weird aberration in the middle of like this great flow, and it was like boink. Here's this little diamond, this little polished.
It's
gem,
like the Lynch
like
part,
right in the middle,
the
right?
David Lynch.
Is it like a break from the all the seriousness?
Of sort
the
of.
Episodes?
There's like a beginning and end at the beginning and end of the episode, like a link to the two previous and coming episodes, but in the middle of it, it's just like this little.
Almost any series that you watch will have bottle episodes where you're not really sure where it fits into the.
And I think this went out to critics. This probably went out to magazines. Probably went out to here's what the show's about. You're sort of Bryan Cranston. If you miss him up in the middle, he's still a funny guy. Like he still does pratfalls and things. Like don't worry, like he's still here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. It's just
he's
really
just
weird.
Chasing a fly around for 53 minutes.
Oh, and he falls off that thing and bangs his head and flips over off the tank. It's
don't
so
give away
funny.
The entire episode.
No, I'm not giving it away. It's just really. It's just something to look out for.
I think it was written because Dean Norris needed a break or something like that. So they're like, all right, yeah, we'll just, you know, whatever. We don't need you this week.
I know for a fact from Vince Gilligan. I haven't met him or seen him, but
I know you extensively watch interviews.
I've watched an interview with him, and he said that it was because simply it was a bottle episode and that they didn't have sets that they thought they were going to. It was a very expensive episode, the next episode. And so they wanted to focus a little more, like, in on the relationship and do something
sense.
Different.
I think that's why I liked it so much, though, because it was such a well-executed bottle episode where you're just like, okay, this doesn't have anything going on with the plot, but it's still, like, I'm... Because every time I watch Breaking Bad, like, the first time, you're like, all right, he's going to die, like, right here. This is the kind of show it has the balls. They're just going to murder Walter White, and it's going to be the Skyler show for another three seasons.
So
like, they can do
awesome.
It. They can pull it off. Okay, he got out this time, but next time, and even when he was, like, following that fly around, I was
what
like,
if Skyler became, like, the next big kingpin?
Queenpin. I don't know how to feel about Skyler. Like, I'm not one of those people that just hates her because she's a woman. Like, I didn't like the character because she was impeding Walter's progress because you wanted to see him just, like, be a total badass. But it'd be,
but she's the voice of reason.
Oh, absolutely. Like I don't hate Anna Gunn because she was
she's
playing
awesome.
A character. Even now, like, there was, like, three episodes in season five where I liked Skyler, and I was like, oh, please just get away. And now I'm just like, you've really collapsed, and I kind of hope you both die now. And poor Holly is just an orphan.
And Walt Jr.
But Walt Jr. can take care of her. He
Walt
has
Jr.
the skills.
Has the hilarious crying face. The hilarious
that's
face.
Not,
like,
that's not appropriate to say.
And it's like, he just looks like he's trying to poop, and it's like,
he has
come
cerebral
on.
Palsy.
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
No.
Still, he's like imitating.
He's imitating, yeah, like,
you know.
It's
a fine line.
I think it's really interesting, like, RJ Mite and Peter
really
Dinklage. Both have a lot of stardom. Actors who would not normally have any mainstream appeal, and yet they're on, like, two of the biggest shows on television.
And he's
though,
really championing those roles for, like, disabled
yeah,
people. He really has been to, like, a bunch of events and started this charity organization. He's really out there trying to get more visibility of these kind of actors.
Yeah, I was really...
Which is really nice.
Super impressed by it. Him and Peter are just, like, I love that they've taken it and just run away with, like, hey, you can be different.
Dinklage.
But if the right role comes along...
is the best.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's also kind of sexy. I said it.
Well,
I thought... I didn't think I'd ever find him sexy after Elf. But when he was on Nip Tuck and that character, he was like the nanny guy, I was like...
He's probably...
I'd hit it.
He's probably a really angry fuck, I would imagine. Like, really angry. Like,
he's
super aggressive.
Yeah.
I believe he's, like, ridiculously dry on set.
Is he a tripod, you think?
He might be. I mean, I've seen pictures of his wifey. He ain't doing too bad in that department. She's a pretty lady.
She's pretty tall too, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, she's of regular size, I think.
Oh, she's like, oh yeah, 5'10", I think.
Maybe, I don't know. I think that's kind of badass. That, like,
why not? Yeah.
He was just like, you know what? I'm gonna get this one. I'm winning.
Yeah.
Breakout role.
He's a very handsome.
I loved
man.
Him in Elf, though. He was really funny. I'm an elf.
What are you watching? What are you watching these days, Edwin? What's your show?
I'm going to start emptying out the room when I say it. I don't watch... I mean...
Downton Abbey.
No.
I watched that too, though. I like it.
Dexter, the final season.
Dexter.
Boom.
I can't watch Dexter because I have no...
Sucks.
I can't watch a character that I don't have any interest of rooting for because he's a killer. A killer with a heart, I guess. This is what I'm hearing.
He has his reasons.
Yeah, but it's not viable reasons to me.
Well,
so they completely divert from the books at that point. Now it's just their own story.
Well, the books get really dumb, too.
Well, the books
are like,
weird.
There's like a fucking demon inside of him. Like, the Dark Passenger is an actual thing that runs away when it gets afraid of another thing.
Well, it's in the kids. Like, the kids are part of it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's all first person.
What's up with Harrison? Is he going to die at some point?
No.
Is he going to go to therapy at some point?
Nothing's going to happen. I really think this whole season's going to just fizzle out.
He's seen way too much. That kid has been through so much hell.
Well, how old is the kid now? He's like one?
What, is he like 10?
I don't know. Harrison's like
2 or 3,
you know,
or 4 or something.
He won't remember any of that stuff.
They recasted him.
He likes that girl. He likes the girl because she's a serial killer.
What the...
Wait, which girl?
Oh, the girl that's...
I don't get that relationship.
Wait, is Julia Stiles back?
No, it's the other girl that was the poisoning girl.
She will never be back.
I haven't paid any attention to since Julie Stiles left.
I don't know, he like met a girl and she was like a poisoner and like
it's horrible.
And then he fell in love with her.
Why didn't he just murder her? Like he always.
He tried. He actually had her on the table and he was
so
in love with her.
Oh, but he's so in love with her. Like what the?
Hey.
You've killed all these freaking people and all this.
Well, that's why he's like, I'm not going to kill this one. This is it.
Oh, I'm in love. I want to go away with her to another country and like. Sip margaritas. Like, this is not Dexter.
And probably murder people, too.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Wait, did Dexter end yet? Or
no, so this is the last
episode. It might as well have.
Well, I know. But I mean, like, is the last episode aired yet?
No.
Sorry, Dexter fans.
I think it's like 3 or 4 left, I think.
Okay.
Maybe 2 or 3, I'm not sure.
I'm not counting anymore.
Not followed it at all.
Okay, anyway.
Don't follow it.
Edwin, your show. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just, these days, I'm allowed to watch wrestling.
Ew.
Which league?
Every it extends to that. But right now the two of them that has TV shows is WWE and TNA.
Right.
So I watch those two.
TNA?
Total nonstop.
Yeah. I was saying.
It airs on Spike, right?
It airs with Spike, yeah.
So who are your guys? Who do you do? CM Punk?
I'm a CM Punk guy, my Paul Heyman guy. I like those guys especially the like these days now, especially they're coming from the indies and they're showing showing that they are real wrestlers rather than they're just being
wrestling.
Like an actor or a model, whatever reason it is. So Punk, Brian, AJ Lee, she's got a lot of wrestling skill.
Yeah.
Just go back to her past stuff like, oh God, this girl can wrestle. She's not a model.
And wrestling's big in the Philippines, right? Like huge, right?
Yeah. My grandfather introduced me to wrestling because he was listening to like a little radio transistor and I was like listening with him. And didn't sound like baseball, it didn't sound like football or basketball, but it sounds so animated that I can visualize it in my head. So it's like, wow, this is awesome.
Well, wrestling's like
I love wrestling.
The great equalizer of it's like that and like mime or something. It just translates through all the cultures because people just love people getting smashed in the face with a chair. At least my experience with WWE, they stereotype the hell out of everything. So if you look at that and you're just like, oh, those are like ginger-looking dudes in skirts, that's what Scottish people look like.
Yeah, I know. I don't like when they do that kind of thing. It's kind of mixed. I don't know why that's appealing, but that's what they do.
Well, that's what wrestling's about, the big stereotypes. You know, in the 50s, it was about the Russian versus the American, you know, and it was just like, boo, hiss, yay, 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 and you had to have those big archetypes, like, divide people. So I think that just carried over. You got to be colorful. You got to be big. You know?
Ric Flair.
Awesome.
I know him.
Stereotypical white guy.
That's another one.
Wow.
I know.
Let me shake your hand.
Nature boy.
He's from Georgia. Yeah. My father met him once in an airport.
But Jake the Snake Roberts. Stone Mountain, Georgia.
I don't know any of these people.
His daughter or his daughter?
I know that guy with the jerky. What's his face? Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Step into a Slim Jim.
He's dead now.
Yes, he is.
Most of them.
A lot of them are dead.
Yeah. The Diamond Joe...
Diamond Dallas Page
now does fucking yoga.
That's because he like wrecked his knees and completely replaced and then tried to go back into wrestling for some reason. I don't know why that happened.
His yoga tapes are the best thing ever because he's still like, yeah, Diamond Dallas Page coming at you. Namaste.
I heard of him.
WCW champion.
Favorite video game?
Skyrim or like StarCraft or Rise of Nations?
Like my segue.
Those are really video games though. Those are like strategy games. What about like Twitch games, you know? Like Pac-Man or Galaga or like...
See, but those aren't really
Mortal
games.
Kombat.
Those are like arcade games.
We're talking about...
The whole generational shift is just strange to me.
Video game.
I'm old school like him. Like Tetris, Galaga.
Ooh.
Those two I play a lot. Especially from like, the YouTube space, LA.
So no love for Centipede, huh?
That was a girl's game. That was, Centipede was the girl's game.
Shut up.
No, it was. Yes, it was. Because it was a ball you could stroke and like, yeah. It was
That's not.
A worm coming down and it was like, yeah, it was a girl's game.
What's
Little
Pac-Man
pinch.
Man, then?
It was another girl's game. But however.
Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, Miss Pac-Man was a girl's game. Yeah.
Totally for dudes.
She is pretty hot.
Yeah, totally.
She's the hottest ghost in the world.
It was like that and Nala that ushered me into manhood.
Nala from The Lion King?
Oh, yeah. Had that.
So and Lion King?
Sort of wrestling around, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm five here, but I'm kind of, oh, there's some undertones I'm picking up on.
Well, the cloud comes up, it says sex. You saw that on, do you see that on YouTube?
Oh, no.
That's not real,
No, I saw it on TV.
No, I mean, like, it's not intentional.
It says sex, how could it not, they draw every frame, Al, how could it not be
They're
intentional?
They're racist, not sexual.
With a penis and the Little Mermaid thing.
Well, hey, that could have just been any random phallic shaped spire. I trust King Neptune to not be a pervert.
He doesn't even have genitals. He's half a fish.
Well, he's probably got like some sort of secretion sack that he
King
swims
Neptune
over his mates.
Who's that?
Ariel's father.
I don't remember his name. I
Holy
thought it was
crap.
Trident. Was his
Trident?
His
Are they called Trident in that? They didn't call him Trident.
Triton.
No,
I believe
he was
King.
He was King Neptune.
He was Triton.
No, his weapon is a trident.
A trident, yeah.
Triton.
Yeah.
Okay, I will look that
Wait,
shit
is
up.
King, is King Triton, is that...
King Triton.
Oh, jeez, is that Greek for... No, because that's Saturn.
It is Greek.
No, Neptune is the Roman.
Yeah.
And Poseidon is the Greek.
I mean, it's not
Triton,
is there anything like
But I'll tell you what, because I do have a friend that works at Oxnard High School, and they have a Neptune guy as their mascot, but they're
called
the Triton.
It's in mythology.
Tritons. So yeah. I don't know what the Triton is. You have to look it up. Triton.
Okay.
Triton. T R I.
Bam! There he is.
Well, it's a picture, but what's the name of it?
King Triton.
Oh, it is King Triton.
I know my Little Mermaid. I own it. It's over there, bitch.
Seriously, it's King Triton?
Yeah.
Didn't someone call him King Neptune?
Nope.
No.
I know.
Not.
I thought it was King
Triton. I was with you.
Triton
I think
is Greek. He's a deity.
Oh, is it?
He's a Greek god, the messenger of the sea.
He's
the son
of the
Poseidon
son
and
of Poseidon.
Aphrodite.
Why would you name yourself
Aphrodite.
The freaking messenger Aphrodite. Of the sea when you could be the king of the ocean?
Well,
because
his father was the king of the ocean. Oh, wait, this guy.
He carried a trident.
Yo, maybe I got him confused with freaking Aquaman. That might have happened because he
True.
Is Poseidon, right?
What's Aquaman's real name?
Steve?
I forgot.
It's always Steve.
Nice,
but
no. Arthur.
Arthur Clark.
It's always something lame.
Arthur.
Peter.
Clark Kent.
I don't know what his last name is.
Clark.
Peter Fish Ear. Ah.
Isn't there something cool like Nick?
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury doesn't count. Guy. He's like not like a little like teenage wuss.
Don't make
He's
fun of
the
Peter
Shield
Parker.
Guy.
Peter Parker's a man.
Oh, are you guys gonna watch Marvel's?
Oh yeah,
Shield
100%.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, it's, I know people that work on that show.
I forgot what it was stand for.
Strategic Homeland.
Intelligence
and. Effluvium.
Flubian?
Eld.
E-L-D. Department.
We'll have to go back and watch that part in Iron
Man. Yeah, I'm sure they'll say it a million times in the show.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for just, like, the first superhero movie, like, Avengers 3 to come out and just eat it, Batman and Robin style.
That won't happen.
I'm waiting for the Justice League movie.
Eat it, Batman and Robin style.
Well, we'll see. If Batman Superman doesn't work, there'll be no Justice League movie.
Oh my gosh, we have to talk about Batfleck.
I'm down for that. There's nothing to say. I'm 100% on. I'm bored.
Why?
Without using Daredevil as a defense.
Why do we have to talk about it? Or why
without
is it
using
happening?
Daredevil as an offense, what else, what other reason is there that you can't choose Ben Affleck?
Or Argo.
Other than Daredevil?
Yeah, because he wasn't the problem in Daredevil.
And Argo.
That wasn't his problem. And Argo
I think in one interview he said he'll never do any more another superhero movie in his career.
Okay.
I don't know. But I mean, look, when they were talking about Daredevil, before he got cast for Daredevil, I was thinking, like, he should be Superman. He has the
Oh, yeah. No, he was up for
He played George Reeves.
Yeah, he was up for that. They wanted him
for a Golden Globe. He won a Golden Globe, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, for Hollywoodland.
He's a really great, he's a great actor. He is one of the great actors. He's also a really good director.
But I don't see him brooding. I don't see him a brooding type. Yes.
He's a brilliant director. He's
Well, but Bruce Wayne.
A decent actor. character.
Bruce Wayne doesn't brood. That's the Dark Knight broods. Well, but Dark Knight
comic
is a brood. That's
broods.
A broody movie. Like we're looking more.
Was this based off the Dark Knight
Returns?
Yeah, Returns, where him and Superman like duke it out.
The comic book is amazing. Dark Knight Returns, my favorite comic books of all time, probably my favorite comic book ever.
The animated movie is really great too.
The animated movie I felt was disappointing to me because the voice actors weren't committed. It sounded horrible. Like I've heard it in my head for 20 years. Like I've heard it all going down in my head on how I'd like to hear it, and then watching it. The leads were good, but it's the gang because they have this weird slang they use in the comics and they don't use it very much.
They reused a lot of
and the guys kind of sound like this. Like they don't sound tough. They just kind of sound like Do they not read this? Like, why don't they get actors that can do these voices and make the whole experience awesome?
I'm not saying shit, because I covered it.
I'm not going to be happy until I get my Nolan-esque Batman Beyond movie starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, because that would be awesome.
Can I tell you something I heard? It's very low level. What's the word? Very in its infancy. Maybe a TV series. Maybe.
Starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, but maybe that, like, you know, have you seen Arrow? We watched Arrow?
Yeah.
The tone of that?
Yeah.
But a Batman Beyond, like, that
I'm glad
tone.
That worked out. Because there have been times when they, like, brought superheroes to television. It didn't work out so much.
Well, that's the answer. It's like, okay, we can't have Batman. We can't have a new Batman TV show, but we can have something else. Well, how about Arrow? We'll do that. Taking the Smallville character, moving it into a
show. Yeah, and it was a different guy playing him, too.
And it's violent, it's fun, it moves fast. It's
remember
not
when they tried to do Tarzan? That was a total disaster.
That lasted for a long time, though.
You know what was really good that didn't last, unfortunately, but was getting really good, was Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
That was really...
So
I loved
bad,
that show.
Me, too.
That one was about Batman, right?
Cursory.
His child from
Huntress.
Catwoman.
Yeah, Huntress, Oracle, and... Who was the third one?
Is that the Selina Kyle Bruce Wayne baby?
Yeah.
It's like she's like their little daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she like teams up with these other girls.
With the two, with the Huntress and the.
And then the psychiatrist being.
Yeah, they had like Harley Quinn in like a proto phase.
Harley Quinn.
They kind of tease the Joker here and there, like he might show up, and
it was awesome.
He's
too badass to show up on television.
I'd love to see that.
That's the thing I love though about Batman Beyond so much was rather than like the Joker continuing on. He just became like a gang of crazy hoodlums. And I was like, that's such a nice way of like taking.
But wasn't he like a computer generated thing or something?
He ended up being like DNA implanted into one of the Robins later.
Right.
It was a really weird thing, but it was cool because Mark Hamill was doing the voice again.
That reminds me, and that brings me back to it because you said Mark Hamill. Perfect segue. I don't usually get those, but this is pretty cool.
Boom. Radio guy.
I just saw THX, the original short. Film, most of it that I could stand,
starring
of George Lucas, with Robert Duvall.
Oh,
the original one, which was fucking awful.
Wait, was Mark Hamill in the original THX?
No, but that is part of the Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Because I've been like,
trilogy.
That would have been awesome if he was just like wandering around USC's campus, like, hey, you're gonna come here, you're gonna be in my movie.
He had a relationship with George Lucas, and so I put that into the story that he led me to George Lucas's film that preceded.
Okay,
Star Wars. I
was unclear when you mentioned that to me. You were watching the student film, so I didn't register that you were watching the movie.
Yes.
And I was like, well, the movie's good.
No, not this one.
This original one? Yeah, the one that.
The original one was a piece of shit. I will say it.
That's what you're trying to tell her. Like, it's a student.
I don't care.
I hope you were that forgiving when your stuff gets rated at some point.
Dude,
this is terrible. Like, this is a student film. Well, I don't care.
Dude, I hated Addled. Okay, I'm not going to say I hated Addled. I said I hated the way it ended up and that I wanted to remake it. Obviously, I did because I put it on Indiegogo to see if we could remake it, and then it never happened, but blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I can criticize my own work. Thank you very much. I'm just saying that I got a headache from watching this film. From all of the dialogue within the computer world and everything, where this guy is saying the same shit over and over again, like I'm in 1984 or some shit. I was just like...
The book or the year?
The freaking
the
book.
Movie.
Come to fucking life.
I when I watch student
I like
films
Logan's
from
Run.
Filmmakers, or established filmmakers, I find it like a great joy and learning of the mistakes they make that I made before
that.
Also.
That's true.
And you just like... Well, then everybody, I mean, they're not gods. They made mistakes.
I think we
That's
should be seeing, I'm going to put it out there, It probably won't be shown in schools or LACC or whatever anytime soon because he had nothing to do with LACC or USC, I guess. But Quentin Tarantino's first film was My Best Friend's Birthday, and it still holds up, most of it. The thing is, it got destroyed, a lot of it, because it was filmed back in the day, and it got in the wrong hands, or he just wanted it destroyed because he freaking hated it. He was known to hate his previous works. So I thought that was a good example of, like, dialogue and characters.
Is he still known to do that, or has Quentin Tarantino died in the past hour, and I just haven't realized?
He died. So sorry to say that to you.
Oh, man.
We'll miss you. I'll miss you.
Three-way shootout with him, George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg.
Of course, I say shit about Quentin Tarantino, whom I met.
Did he just yell stuff at you? I just feel like...
No! It was my birthday, and he hugged me twice.
Oh, that's really nice. That's
and
nice.
Pinched me to see if I was still...
I heard he was a really nice dude. I feel like he's got a touch of that artistic to him, so it's just really...
Yeah.
You're talking to him, and you're like, you make things for a living, because I cannot relate to you as a person.
Well, I just saw him.
Well,
I didn't hear him talk, but I saw he was at the World's End trilogy, Cornetto trilogy.
He'll be at the World's End.
And
like a
samurai
sword,
but he was there. He just showed up there. Like, he didn't say anything to anybody. He didn't talk. He just kind of like was trying to get to the seat.
That's how
and
he
people
rolls.
Saw him, and they're like, "Yay!" And he's like, "Hey, everybody!" And then he just kind of sat down in the
he's
front
cool
row
like
for the Q&A, and it was just a Q&A. Like, they didn't refer to him or anything. I was like, "That's kind of an awesome."
I was in college.
That's amazing.
And
thank you
for
that
I
story.
It, yeah. Is
your transcripts?
That's a callback to something we haven't done on the air.
I couldn't have a full time job, so I did background work a little bit. So I worked on Jackie Brown.
Oh, nice!
Woo! It was awesome. It was like Quentin. It was
were you in the mall?
No, airport scene.
Oh.
So
oh.
We were there. So brought the other plus that Maria Sorvino was there too. So I was like, wow, double.
Nice.
So, but I mean, like, it's kind of during lunch, and we were all talking to him. I mean, at least I was talking to him because he was sitting right in front of me this way. He kept talking about... He didn't talk about the movie so much. He kept talking about the things he loved about movies, why he got into the... You know, even comic books, TV shows from the 70s, all that stuff. Everything... It was like talking to a fanboy. I was like, this
no,
guy's
and that
cool,
shows
man.
Through in his filmmaking.
I want to see a Batman from Quentin Tarantino.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he wanted to write a Superman script. And there was a
he
rumor
should.
That there was one around, but no one ever saw it. I don't think it exists.
I would love that shit. Oh, my gosh. I said, like, yesterday, or I had someone say, because we were doing the stupid thing in English 102, we're being treated like 10-year-old children, but where we introduce ourselves by giving our information to this other person, and one of it had to be, like, what we'd have somebody put on our gravesite. I said the series box set of Louis the series, and then the guy that I did it with, I didn't do it with him, I'm just saying we did the thing, he put Friends... And I was like, I can
just
get on
Friends
that.
Or the show Friends?
The Friends, the show.
Oh, okay.
And then I put, like, my collection of written works. And then for what our future goals were, mine was, he said, to be the female Quentin Tarantino, but a better actor. And then she stepped on his last line and his punchline. And she just starts saying, oh, but isn't he kind of cruel? And I'm like, no, I think he's pretty cool and he has a lot to say. And I like what... He does.
I think at my graveside, I'd probably put someone else's body. And I would just keep living.
It wasn't you.
No, I'd be living.
Yeah.
I don't plan on dying.
Nobody plans on it, except Walt White.
And after a
Call
while,
back.
When you succeed, you just kind of keep doing it anyway, because you're like, well, I'm really good at playing.
Oh, and then all of a sudden you're not dying anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A million times.
And then all of a sudden you are dying again, so you need to get a chain gun. Flash forward.
That's something to look forward to.
He gets a
Walt Jr. lives.
We don't know that. He could
till
be
now.
Flash forward.
What if he died tonight?
That would be awesome.
Oh,
we don't know. This is just a minor spoiler.
He could die.
We don't know who's in the house.
The
just
Heisenberg
saying.
House? I don't think anyone's in the Heisenberg house.
I think
don't
Walt's
know,
in the house.
Because Walt's the only one we see. We don't know who else is in the house.
Walt's in the
we
house.
Don't know, we don't know if Walt Jr.'s are taking care of the kids.
Who's in the house?
But wait. No, that house is condemned, though.
No.
Not
after,
yet.
After last week's episode.
Not yet.
What happened at the end of last week's episode?
They're
remember?
A basement
oh,
in this
yeah.
house.
Don't
yeah,
talk
well,
don't
they
worry.
Made a little crawl space, but not a basement. So you know what happened at the end, right?
Yeah.
Someone comes in and does something in there. We don't know who's in the house at that point. We don't know what happens as a result of that.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm
we assume the house is condemned because of what happens at the end of the last thing. We don't know, but we can assume
yeah.
that the house is condemned because of what
but
happens.
But he's also still...
At the end.
Right.
And there was some spoiler pictures posted.
This is interesting to do with someone who hasn't seen it.
I think that was like the best reaction ever to figuring out about just, you know what, I'm just gonna get some gas.
Burn this down.
Let's just do this shit.
So let's just say someone tries to burn a house down. There could be somebody inside of the house that we don't know about yet.
There is.
Tali, it's the baby. It has to be the baby.
Right?
He's gonna kill the baby and then he's gonna die.
Could happen. He could realize the baby's in there and try to save it. You don't know.
But
Jesse's not a bad guy, he's a good guy.
Don't say his name, you messed it up.
I just love that he kicks down the door. Like, that's his first reaction. He's like,
sorry,
oh,
man.
I need to pour gasoline everywhere.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, and then I love the realization scene. Don't you love how it happened?
I really love the car driving up and then driving away.
It's,
and I was like, all
right.
It's
how, you know, that could be a repercussion as well. That could be a problem. Yeah. That guy, you know, he seems to be pretty dangerous.
It's a problem.
It's got to be, right? Because why is Walt on the run?
I think we're in trouble here.
Yeah, but Walt disappears. So
Saul's in trouble, too.
Yeah.
Saul is in fucking
Saul's getting
trouble.
A spin-off. He's fine.
No, he's in trouble.
Well, Saul just disappeared. Like, he'll use the vacuum service.
He's completely out of it. Like, he's so slippery, so good at getting away with shit.
Yeah.
And like I say, getting a spinoff where he is his character, so I don't think he's going to be able to.
But Walt Jr., like, he's in the house.
I hope he dies. I don't like Walt Jr., I have to admit. I don't like him.
Well, but
because of his
disability.
The breakfast thing. No, because
he likes breakfast.
His hilarious crying face, yes, there's that. But
the hot IHOP.
I hope at the end it turns out that Walt Jr. is Walt's, like, main meth competitor. Because he's always leaving all the time.
That
you don't know where
be,
he goes. They never show you Walt.
That would be awesome.
Well, I think there was like a fan.
What if he turned out to be like Kaiser Soze?
Oh,
Kaiser Soze.
Oh, right. He just untwists at the end. Like, that's why I fall up in Kaiser Soze alone.
I know the there's a fan theory out there that he's not actually Walter's kid. He's Ted's. You know, because I don't think Walt.
Ted would have
a
that's
a
true,
because
he doesn't
problem.
Really look like Walt.
Well, probably because they're different actors.
Well, I mean, you can still choose an actor that looks kind of like the actor.
Well, they both have black hair, so...
Not if
you know,
they suck,
yeah.
And they don't have a disability.
But he's tall, and, like, he's...
Did they just find R.J. Mike? They were like, yeah, him? Or, like, did they...
I think they...
Was he written
casted
in
him
all the time?
Yeah, I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
For sure, like, in the script, in, like, the first episode, it's, like, a major point in the episode where he's like being bullied, and then Heisenberg comes out for a second and goes all crazy on the bullies.
He beats that
crap. Oh, he just like beat the crap out of the kid for walking away.
Yeah,
that was really, oh, what a good scene.
Such great moments in that show. I'm telling you, it's the best show.
He
I think it might be the best
in
show
the
in history of television. It might be
yeah.
the best show ever.
The Wire, I can't really get into.
I need
The
watch,
Wire was great too.
Watch
I can't get
all
into
of the
it.
Sopranos, but yeah.
Ugh. I think season 1, 2, 3 are great. Season 4 and a half great, and then the rest of it's kind of, and then it kind of ends on a shit note.
It's kind of what I love about.
I hate that about.
It knows where it's going, and it's just running there.
It's because the guy that did Sopranos was just such an asshole about it. Like, he didn't want... He was so dead set on giving the fans anything they wanted. He just kept giving the opposite... Yeah. He just kept going the opposite way constantly. And then just saying, fuck the fans. Like, I don't care what they think. I'm going to do what I want. And then ends it on a shit note. And it's like, what?
Lady Gaga was in...
Community Rejection.
Let's talk about that ridiculous song called Applause.
I liked the video.
What's
the video
that?
Was pretty neat.
It was all right.
Who's that?
It's old school.
Lady Gaga?
Oh,
Lady Gaga.
She's great.
She
I mean,
had
she's,
a, she had a performance on the Video Music Awards.
Sorry,
that's pretty
that.
Interesting.
Where she was like dressed like a boxed nun
yeah.
in a video game.
I like her. I mean, I don't really like her music. It's kind of catchy, but I like her because she seems to be an artiste.
She
and,
is
everything. That's what
she's
and,
like the female prince.
Is she
I like
without
that.
The name?
Really
change.
An artist,
yeah.
or is this
no,
just
no,
all
is.
Just horribly
no.
manufactured? Like,
she
is
she
cool
is,
Madonna did this?
No, she is a classically trained pianist.
She
plays four
talented.
Or five instruments. She writes all her own music.
She did like
songs.
Really weird pop back in the day. Like,
oh,
yeah. like
but the difference with Madonna is
soft
that she
pop.
Did it, but she did it with sexual overtones and stuff like that.
Oh, Madonna
was so explicit. Lady Gaga,
I still feel like Lady Gaga's manufactured. I appreciate her skill as a musician.
So is Miley Cyrus.
I don't know. Well.
There's no
Do we have to talk about that? Because that was bad.
It was really bad.
I don't care.
Like, I don't
it was the worst thing I've ever seen since like Britney Spears.
I fear if I had daughters, I don't know what I'll do. You know,
you just watch it with them and say, "Don't do that." I mean, that's a parent that you do.
After she bent down and got up because what's his name?
Robin
Thicke was that? I don't know why my eyes darted towards his crotch because he had a hard on. He had. Watch the video again because
I'm
saw.
Sure he did, wouldn't you?
He's a dude.
I'm just saying, but see on MTV.
He's not. I'm not gonna say shit, but like he's totally like doing other chicks.
Yeah, he's a musician. The thing that bothers me the most about it is just like the sexual political outlash. Like people were slut shaming Miley Cyrus. When really, we should just be shaming Miley Cyrus, because it was just, it was bad.
It was in bad taste. It was
yeah.
a badly
well, my question
performed.
Is, why, my question is, why does anybody give credence to it at all? And then when
this
I watch these
really,
things, I watch
it. Was
it
an
bad.
Anomaly.
I mean, I think people have
like
opinions
it
simply
was like
because...
Star Wars Holiday Special.
I
mean,
I feel like people, even if people did either have no
she
opinion on it, or a positive opinion about it, that really people are screaming out about it because they can and not
yeah.
because they want to. It's because people bandwagon a lot on this shit.
And
it's like, and I'm just not a bandwagon. Like, I'm never bandwagon. And I watched and I was like, eh, who cares?
If a dude,
like,
if JT went out and did what she did,
great.
I think there would be still an
Justin
outrage
Timberlake?
Over it.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Yeah, I call
like,
him JT.
Is he twerking? Actually, I'd love to see like twerking in front of Robin Thicke. That would be kind of like, that would be, and like, you had like some teddy bears, you shoot it a little bit better than
you
once.
You would want that to happen.
Well, and I guarantee next time Justin Timberlake
does
SNL.
Same. I haven't played Miley Cyrus.
We can't really compare the two because Justin Timberlake's a complete package performer.
He is.
And since he was a child, and he has a goal and a vision
he's
of
like
what he wants to do.
The Jackson.
Right, Brown. and he's brilliant. He's a brilliant guy. I mean, he just, like the last SNL thing, I watched him like that. He's a brilliant guy.
He's so
he just
good.
Knows how to lock right in. And he just exploits his talent for comedy in a smart way and not in a jokey way. Like Miley
I love
Cyrus
him as Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, well, he did the whole week of Jimmy Fallon, and he did great stuff. I mean, I sense some sort of variety series coming on for him.
Do you think he could
That'd
be a
great.
Builder?
Yeah, sure, why not? I think he's a good actor. I mean, I see Alpha Dog and...
Runner Runner doesn't look very good, though.
Can we agree, then, that Justin Timberlake probably should have been Batman?
Or no. Aquaman would be interesting for Justin Timberlake.
I just want to see him twerking.
Twerking
yeah.
in a river
To Take Back the Night. With Robin Thicke. Together.
I think with Miley Cyrus in the Beetlejuice costume.
Screw
and
her.
He does the... Well, that's what I'm saying.
I want him to twerk Robin Thicke. I think that would be hot.
I want to twerk Alan Thicke.
I think the most annoying thing with Miley Cyrus during that performance, and I didn't see the show, I just saw all the animated kids that were out there.
That's enough.
Yeah, I know.
In internet age, that's information.
Not so much the tongue coming out, it's just like, every time the tongue came out, like, oh my god, the color, oh my god, cum tongue, oh my god, please.
Ew.
It's a Sunday.
It goes
please.
In once, it comes out, it has a fetus on it.
It does look oddly white.
I know.
I have
like,
to say.
Well, you know what happens when, you know what does that is pot smoking does that, and so does, some prescription drugs will change.
And Salvia?
Was she the one that Salvia? Oh, that was, oh, I guess it was her.
I did my research, guys.
I thought that was,
You know what? I want to know.
The bong one.
How did 2 Chainz, who was completely a part of that, no, like the third person, he completely dodged that bullet. Like, I don't know. Because
he
was
is
also.
He black guy? I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
I've loved them.
Yeah.
They're all interchangeable.
You can't
right?
ever say anything bad about a black guy. Unless you're another black person.
I was just so surprised, like, and 2 Chainz was also there.
It's
yes. I feel like someone should say that in between.
I can't
the...
remember Pharrell. Pharrell wasn't there. He was just with the robot guys.
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
I know what they're called.
I
was just calling them the robot guys.
I would have just rather hung out with the robot guys, too.
Yeah.
Actually, if it's just been a whole show of just the robot guys.
I wanted more.
Lady Gaga, cut
I wanted
out
more
Cyrus.
Of the robot guys with Lose Yourself to Dance. I wanted more of that. It was
like
only a minute
song.
Long.
I like it.
I'd rather watch that than stupid Miley Cyrus.
I don't like
that. Doing We Can't Stop. Which got in my head for like days.
And we can't
Shh.
Stop. And it won't
stop. I had to put on Daft Punk to get it out of my head. Get lucky.
That's a good single. But unfortunately, it was a deceptive single. The album is not that good. It's not as good as that single.
Really?
It's not, I don't think so.
I think
I
it's
mean,
relaxing.
I mean, I think it's good. But Daft Punk, I think about like... You know, I think about lots
of
danceable, upbeat, funky stuff, and like this is just so chill. It's like I don't know if I can hear a whole album of this.
Well, I think that's what's cool about it is that it's just a chill album where
you, yeah,
like,
you can
just
do
yoga,
like,
going against
your
their usual style.
Yeah, but that would be like, you know, any other popular artist known for dance music who does like a slow jam album. It's like people, I don't know.
Radiohead had some interesting.
Radiohead is a whole. Like, they transmuted to something good for me, eventually. Like, I wasn't into the whole pre-Hail to the Thief.
You like the Tom York dance thing?
Hail to the Thief on In Rainbows, really love. Kind of like Pablo Honey a little bit.
I like
bit.
High and Dry.
But I didn't get into the Kid A stuff. I didn't get into the OK Computer stuff. I just couldn't grasp it. But until I heard Hail to the Thief, I didn't actually appreciate the band at all.
Well, it's almost like, you know, like when Snoop Dogg went from ghetto, you know, crazy rap hip-hop to this reggae.
Snoop Lion.
And I actually love it.
It's not bad,
like,
actually. It's not bad.
Well, as much as I'd love to talk about musical inspiration some more, and we'll just get them real quickly for a gauge. Ryan, who's your musical inspiration? Or any kind of inspiration to you?
My favorite band is Queen.
Queen.
It's awesome, man. Wembley Stadium. Best live
Good
concert
stuff.
In history.
Oh, dude. Freddie Mercury was quite the showman.
Yeah.
Toppling
Who's going to play him?
I don't.
I think Sacha Baron Cohen should play.
Yeah, he was up for
probably
it.
Excellent. Yeah.
There's no reason that shouldn't happen. I mean, unless
I
people just think he might camp it up, but he was campy. What do you want?
Okay, musical or any kind of inspiration to you in your life?
I think Sting, his solo work.
I just saw.
Sting. It's just like he. I mean,
The Police.
Well,
yeah.
Outside from that, I mean, I think he especially.
He's hot.
The Soul Cages. He was very personable about his father and everything. That was going through his life at the time.
He's also
at
hot.
The time of my life.
Musical inspiration. Nobody's saying Prince.
I've been thinking about it. Prince, I think. No, I've been thinking
about
it. Well, you want me to ask me? You didn't ask me. Do you want me to say, well, like
guy
a girl,
or girl?
My actual
guy or girl.
My actual inspiration for music doesn't come from anything like that. It's actually I like Indian techno and Arabian techno, and I like bands like Karsh Kalay and Medieval Pundits and Talvin Singh from India. I mean, those guys, Nitin Sawatani.
I love Indian music.
Fucking awesome. But I think if I had to pick something popular, I really kind of dig on the 70s funk, James Brown, that kind of stuff. More of the poppy stuff later on in the 70s. Guys that have no names, but you hear their songs all the time.
I like the Beatles. I like System of a Down for, like, Armenian music. I don't know. Chop Suey. It just has so many layers. I don't like so much jazz. I'm not a fan of Ella Fitzgerald.
Like,
sorry, I'm not. She bores me. I do like
Well, you know what? Maybe you
Beyonce.
Bore
Ella Fitzgerald. Because she thinks your name is too, your names are too close together.
I'm just kidding.
She's dead, right?
She just passed away.
All is fair.
Ella is fair.
So she did think that you were boring. Maybe
yeah.
She did think that you were boring.
I have no reason to live.
Anyway. Etta James is dead, too. But
Etta James
is
what I'm thinking
of. I liked her music.
Ella Fitzgerald's way dead.
I like Johnny Cash. I like...
Johnny Cash is so awesome.
He's
makes
so awesome.
Me want to be a Christian.
I know.
And I'm like,
I know what you mean.
But I don't really.
I'm like, I'm not sure,
it,
but like, yeah.
Can this guy just be the spokesman? Because he's just kicking Satan's ass, and I'm down with it.
Well, but he did
Man
have a
Black,
whole sort
you know?
Of non-Christ-like life before
yeah,
he was Christ-like.
With the drugs,
so.
And
yeah.
Everything.
So he had some fun before.
That's true.
But he had a wonderful love story with June Carter.
The movie was good.
Yeah, it was great when he
Walk the Line was
ended
great.
That marriage. Really good dude.
Well, he fell in love. What is he going to do?
He's
a musician, right? Like you said it before, he's a musician.
Yeah, that's true. He is a musician.
He pursued
and
her.
And a badass, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They were in love from some time.
They made some good music.
I also like Bill Haley and the Comics.
Comics.
From the Comics.
Comics.
That's the improv group. That's the improv troupe that's coming out.
We're going to create that.
Bill Haley and the Comics. Let's not do that.
Oh, by the way, The Source is not playing right now, but we will be eventually at some point. But we have played some venues. And shout out to my team members. Anyway.
That's a complete different language to me. No idea what just happened.
I was putting that together based off of Facebook invites I've gotten.
Oh, right. That's your improv group. That's
asshole. Anyway.
I'm sorry. He mentioned Faith. I'm like, so in my head, started looking through your posts. I'm like, oh, yeah, The Source is your improv group.
And Madonna. I like Madonna.
Madonna's your improv group, too?
No, she's my inspiration. There's no hesitation.
Where she went to New York from wherever the hell she was from to be a dancer.
That's
Detroit.
A song
she's
I wrote.
From Detroit.
Detroit. To be a dancer and ended up hooking up with some producers.
I just started...
And sleeping with a lot of people.
I just started singing a song that I wrote. She's my inspiration. There's no hesitation. She's the one for me.
Was it? I don't know why you got bringing up that she was sleeping with a bunch of people. She's just a
is
very
she, is she
sexually
like the Marilyn Monroe
oh, you're right.
of the music industry?
She is actually one of... She's probably responsible for the modern video age. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely a female...
Video killed the radio star.
No.
Are you sure it wasn't Michael Jackson? Because the
well, he,
Thriller
but,
album
well,
was
Well, I would say
awesome.
I would say along with him. Along with him, Michael, or Madonna, Michael Jackson. I mean, there's these icons of the
poison.
New...
I'm going to end this soon, but I just wanted to bring up this thing that I saw in Funny or Die that was awesome.
Okay.
Has Aaron Paul in it. Weird. The Weird Al Yankovic story on Funny or Die.
I haven't seen
it's
that
amazing. I want to see that freaking movie. It's like Johnny Cash's movie and like origin movie and then Walk Hard put together.
Weird Al said never make another movie again, ever. After UHF.
Well, he was in the
preview.
He was in the preview, yeah.
For kind of like the perfect 80s spoof movie.
Right?
UHF.
And he hated so much. He thought it bombed so badly.
Shout out to Weird Al Yankovic. Love you, man.
I met him, too.
I met him, too. Oh, whatever. Yeah. I met him at Whole Foods. Where'd you meet him?
a few times.
just kidding.
That is, the for me, in my lifetime, the best live show I've ever seen. It's Weird Al. I've seen Weird Al live 4 or 5 times.
Well, this is the best live show I've ever had.
Well, this is the awesomest I've been on.
You know, and I want to thank my guests so much for coming. and doing the show as well.
Come tongue.
Oh gosh.
That's a new one, man.
Well, we went
hashtag it.
We went a whole episode without saying the C word, so that was nice. Not that one, but the other one.
Cats.
Carnegie.
Carnegie
Hall.
Curmudgeon?
Yeah. Okay, so Stephen Robles. What is your Twitter and all that?
My Twitter is Esteban de Robles de Twitter.com. I don't have a Twitter. I'm on Facebook. You can look at my... I would prefer you go to my business page, World Domination Designs, which is where you can see all my photographs and my posters and everything else there. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can. I'm there, Stephen Robles. You can just find me. I don't care.
With a V, like Carell.
With a V, not like Stephen King.
And Evan A. Santos, in case they forgot from the last episode and they don't want to listen to it again.
You can find me on Twitter at Edwin_A_Santos or Santos.
Santos.
And
arriba.
I have a Facebook page. Just search Edwin A. Santos and you'll find
me. I found
me
it. And stuff like that. That's why I knew where you were when I walked up. Oh, I walked up like, hey, Edwin. He's like, hey.
Me downstairs. Like, or is it? He's like, guys, that's why I'm
like, yeah, what's up, Edwin?
And also, I just want to repeat again the DVD that's coming out, Blue Dream. It's coming out on Tuesday, September 10th at Amazon. You can pre-order it right now. It's also coming out at Blockbuster and all the other online. It's only online at this point. You know how it is, indie films. So that's, and it has James DeBall, Dominic Swain, Caden Cross.
Dominic Swain. Lolita.
Caden Cross. Olivia Barris, which was a cool thing because I always wanted to work with her, and Walter Koenig, Noah Hathaway.
Walter Koenig, shouted by his son, right?
So, yeah,
that's awesome, man.
And Ryan,
I am on Twitter at Inky McDrinky.
Is that Mac Drinky or Mick Drinky?
Mick Drinky, okay. Spelled like how it sounds,
like
so McDrinky. So if you want to know how many improv shows I've watched and seen. Those are the numbers I'm posting.
Which is your favorite improv team right now? What will you see?
Source?
Aside from the
obviously the Source, who spin webs of unfathomable hilarity every time I see them at the Neon Venus Sundays.
Nope.
You can see his face.
Give it up.
Give it up.
Tuesdays.
Iowa West, man. Iowa West.
DCT.
Or the Loft.
What's DCT?
Or the Loft. To Be Determined.
Okay.
So look it up on Facebook.
Stop looking at me like that. It's so weird.
It's like a really weird, like a Bill Moyers thing, you know, but like angry.
Anyway,
like,
finish.
I think it's Bill Moyers.
I think the other news.
Yeah.
Old, man.
I forget names. Who's the guy that does This American Life?
What's his face?
Ira Glass.
You kind of remind me of that a little bit.
Oh yeah.
It's because I'm a white person with thick rimmed glasses.
With thick rimmed glasses, looking at her very judgmental.
I have a very Jewish last name. Dr. God's really good.
Where are they from? Well, you gotta tell me. I don't know where they're from.
Iowa West.
Yeah, they let me in free there, so I know most of them. I'm sure there's some really great UCB.
I feel the same about Top
teams.
Story as a sketch.
Top Story, like really fantastic writers on that. I've seen all just like the straight sketch teams a lot have been really great.
But the gay ones.
The gay ones.
The homosexuals.
What about the transgender?
The transgender, the bi ones, fantastic. The questioning. Don't get if they like if they are up in the air about their sexuality. They're fantastic, particularly Secret Family. I went and saw them.
Is it true that iOS has an ESL improv team or ESL improv? That's
it's
awesome.
ESL improv jam. Patrick.
But do they include every ethnicity to do in their own language doing an improv jam, or is it like
They do it English as a second language, so it's all in English.
Oh,
but you know, if people drop into wherever they're from, it's totally cool too.
I gotta see that.
Okay, well, on that note,
I understand that. So they is it in English?
Yes, in English.
May the source be with you guys and you as well. And thank
like
you so much
source?
For coming to the show, and thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yes,
we will be doing it again on the 8th episode. I hope this was as good for you as it was for us.